Hello and welcome to the English Unite podcast. My name is Mari.
And my name is Dan, and we're here to show you the way to fluency, confidence, and clear communication in English.
English is my second language, and I went from being an English learner who lacked confidence to helping hundreds of students from around the world speak better. I am here to share with you all my secrets to how you can communicate with clarity and confidence in English too.
And after years of teaching, I have helped many of my students enjoy the learning process and worry less about being perfect. When this happens, they start to see their true strengths in their English skills and use those to become even better. This is something I am ready to share with you as well.
If you are ready to build a new version of yourself as a fluent English speaker so that you can achieve your big personal and professional goals, you have come to the right place, my friend. So let's get started. Hi there, Uniter. Welcome back to the podcast. Let me ask you a question. How many times have you heard from a teacher or someone that you need to speak like a native? That your accent needs to be either British or American? That you'll only be truly fluent when you sound like a native speaker? Well, I'm here today to challenge those ideas. Actually, I'm here to tell you that it's all bullshit, really, and that these ideas are actually stopping you from being able to communicate fluently in today's world. In this podcast, I will share two reasons for that and what you should do to speak this language freely with anyone. Reason number one. There are approximately 1,453 million speakers of English in the world today. Ugh, that's a big number. But did you know that 1,080 million of those people are non-native? Meaning that the vast majority of English speakers don't use English as their first language. So who does English really belong to? If this was an election, I would say that we non-natives won this one, don't you think? Reason number two. Many studies show that 96% of all English conversations have at least one non-native speaker in them. So if you only focus on understanding and having a British or an American accent, you're not going to be able to communicate effectively in English. Of course, that if you only want or need to communicate with American people at work, for example, you should definitely focus more on American English. But if your goal is to understand and talk to anyone and everyone in English, if your goal is to learn English for life, then only focusing on one kind of English is not going to help you much. Now that I have shared these numbers and these ideas with you, I hope you can begin to see the English language from a new perspective, as a global language, as a language that is incredibly diverse and that is constantly changing, a language that will sound different depending on where you are and who you're talking to. Being able to communicate effectively with anyone, regardless of their native language, is a valuable skill in today's world. Because effective English communication is not only about fluency, it's also about understanding cultural differences and showing empathy towards others. When you can communicate with other non-native speakers of English effectively, you are able to build bridges and create more understanding and acceptance towards different cultures and backgrounds. Do you have any idea how valuable this is in today's globalized job market? It's extremely valuable. Communicating with other non-native English speakers well will help you succeed in your career, expand your worldviews, help you form connections with people from around the world, and make you a better person. That's why we encourage you to practice your English skills and to develop your ability to communicate with other non-native speakers. And this is another reason why our RiteTrack course is bringing so much transformation in our students' English and in their lives, because they meet people from all over the world in these lessons and really use their English to connect, to build bridges, to enrich their knowledge about the world. And this is what English Unite is all about, really. A place for people to start seeing themselves as global English speakers. Gosh, I love my job. So our number one tip for you is to communicate in English with people who speak different languages. Expose your ears to different accents. Don't limit yourself and your English skills by just focusing on one or two kinds of English. Accept that English as a global language is a reflection of our world. And our world is amazingly diverse. So go out there, find speaking partners, join conversation clubs, and speak to as many people as you can. Well, Uniter, that's it for today. Thanks for listening, and I hope this has been useful. Please do me a huge favor and send this episode to your friends and family who are also learning English. This will help them and us as well. And if you don't follow us on Instagram, please go do so. Click on the link below. See you next time.